How to Connect Landline Phone to Wireless Router. Best Full Guide 2022. The article talks about how to connect landline phone to wireless router. It is important to make sure you're using the right kind of phone for the best connection. Wireless routers often offer more than one different phone jack, so be sure to identify which one is for your landline phone before plugging anything in. And this article will detail everything about the topic. So, let's get started. What is VoIP? VoIP service allows you to send regular phone calls via the internet rather than using phone lines. It provides all the services that can be obtained from regular phone lines, and it also offers the possibility of video conference calls. It is easy to connect, and your system will be up in no time. If the password protects it, you can ask its owner for help. Innovations are constantly being developed and used as we move into the future. The quality of the phone service provided to people is also improving. The question now is, how can we get the internet everywhere? There are many ways to achieve this. Connect your mobile device or other devices to a nearby hotspot. What is the work of a landline phone jack? An electrical connector that connects a landline phone or other telecommunication device to the building's telephone wiring is called a phone plug in a landline phone jack. This creates a connection between your device and the telephone network. The plug is inserted into the jack or its counterpart, which is usually attached to a wall or baseboard. How to connect landline phone to wireless router? Turn off the router. This is the primary mechanism. When your landline phone is connected, the voice signals are sent to the router to convert them into digital signals. These digital signals are transmitted over the internet. If you have a DSL internet connection, connecting to your landline with just a few steps is possible. This is the first step to connecting your landline phone with a Wi-Fi router. The router must be turned off. Before you turn off the router, make sure to unplug all wires. This can make it difficult for you to identify the ports. Connect the Ethernet cable. An Ethernet cable is required. You can purchase this separately, or it comes as part of your landline phone. Connect the e-cable to the ports at the back of your router. Connect the other end to the port on the cable modem. Connect your router and PC. An additional Ethernet cable will be required. Please attach it to the LAN port of your router. Connect the other end to your computer's Ethernet outlet. Connect your phone to the router. Next, connect your analog home phone via a cable to your router. Look for the phone adapter port located at the router's back. Sometimes it is called phone 1. You are now connected to your Wi-Fi via your landline. Turn on the modem PC. Now that everything is set up, it's time to turn on your modem and computer. The indicators will blink. The indicators will begin to flash and then become steady. You are ready to go when the indicator lights become steady. The router needs power. Once the modem is stable, connect it to an outlet and turn the router on. Wait until your router's lights are durable. Test your landline. Test your landline now. Toll-free numbers are a great feature of Spectrum Voice. To get your favorite pizza with extra cheese, you can call any local pizza parlor. How do I connect my landline phone to my modem? It is easy to connect your landline phone and modem. Plug your phone's network cable into your modem to do this. Before doing this, make sure you know what type of modem your phone has. The exact process of connecting depends on which modem it is. It is best to refer to the modem's manual for installation. How do I connect my landline to my KPN modem, Xperia box? Follow the below steps if you have a KPN modem with a connector box with a green port and a phone cable with a green connector. You can contact your provider to have the setup done if you have a fixed telephone connector. Step 1. Make sure that your modem is connected to the internet. Step 2. Next, take the phone cable with the green connector. Plug one end into the modem's first green port and the other into the base station. Step 3. You should hear a dial tone. Dial a 10-digit number. Step 4. Once you dial successfully, your modem and phone are now connected. How do I connect my Ziggo modem to my landline? Follow these steps if you have a Ziggo modem and a phone cable. Step 1. Use the phone cable to plug the telephone one port into your modem and the other into your base station. Step 2. Wait for the green light to turn on at the telephone one port. Step 3. Make sure that you hear the dial tone. If so, you have successfully set up the dial tone. Step 4, if you do not hear the dial tone, unplug the phone cable from the modem and base station. Step 5, repeat steps 2 through 3. How do I connect my phone to the internet? Follow these simple steps to connect your phone jack with the internet. Step 1, locate the phone jack in the desired location and measure how much wire you need. Step 2, attach a brand new jack to your chosen location. Step 3, connect your telephone wire to the old phone line. Step 4, connect the wire from the old phone jack to the new one and plug it into the new socket. Before connecting your home phone with Wi-Fi router, here are some things to keep in mind. Before you follow the steps in this article, it is essential to know the basics of Wi-Fi routers and internet speeds. These factors affect how your home phone is connected to the internet. Let's begin with the Wi-Fi router. It is not possible to connect your home phone wirelessly. It needs to be physically associated with your landline phone service. Type of connection. Wi-Fi routers can connect to the internet via DSL or cable. DSL networks are available at companies like AT&T or CenturyLink. Charter, Spectrum and Cox, however, have cable networks. Fiber connections are also slowly taking over. This is because the infrastructure costs to install these networks are high. All these services use a voice over IP landline phone. Speeds of the network. Your network speed is a major factor in the quality of your landline. High-speed internet ensures crystal clear voice and no dropped calls. Cable connections can be faster than slower DSL connections. DSL connections can reach speeds of up to 30 megabits per second. Cable connections can reach speeds up to 940 megabits per second. Many internet providers have joined the 940 megabits per second bandwagon. Spectrum, for example, has 100 megabits per second and 200 megabits per second speeds, as well as 400 megabits per second and 940 megabits per second. Similar network speeds are available at Cox Communications. Internet speeds can vary depending on where you are located. Many factors affect internet speeds, such as network traffic. Wi-Fi standards. There are many standards for Wi-Fi technology, including 802.11 and 802.11b. Each standard can transfer data at different speeds. The 802.11n protocol, which transfers data at speeds of up to 940 megabits per second, is the most advanced. These standards control how fast data can be transferred over your connection. You will experience lower download speeds and voice quality distortion if your Wi-Fi router does not have the highest standards. FAQs. Can I unplug and move my modem? Yes, you can move your modem by unplugging it from your service, provided that the coax lines are active and connected to your service. Is it possible to get Wi-Fi with no phone jack? You can get Wi-Fi without a phone line. Most cable companies offer internet service by connecting the coaxial cable to a cable modem. This can convert cable signal into Ethernet signal. What connector is used for plugging a telephone line into a modem? Phone cables, also known as modem cables, must connect ADSL modems to landline sockets. These cables come with two connectors. The first connector is the RJ11, which connects the phone and modem. This plug connects to the BT413A socket. Is it possible to connect to the internet via a telephone line? Yes, you can. DSL connections use the same wires that a regular phone line and don't require any new wiring. You can use your phone line to make voice calls if you leave the internet connection open. What cable is required to connect my landline phone to the Wi-Fi router? To connect your landline phone to the Wi-Fi router, you can use a phone cable. To ensure the best possible connection, you should place the router near the main telephone socket. Attach a microfilter before you connect the router. Is it possible for any router to work with any modem? It all depends on the internet provider. A router is a combination of a router and modem. You may also need a router with built-in modems, router modem. Ask your internet service provider for confirmation. Some may require that you use a proprietary modem. What do I need to have a router and a modem? You will need both a router and a modem in most cases. The router is the Wi-Fi point, while the modem allows the router to work properly. Both devices should be connected to an Ethernet cable. You can also purchase a router modem, which is a handy two-in-one device. Some apartment buildings don't require modems to connect to broadband. Are modems capable of delivering Wi-Fi? Modems offer internet access while routers transmit a Wi-Fi signal that allows devices to connect. Once the devices have sent their internet signal, any Wi-Fi enabled device will be able to pick it up and establish an internet connection. Conclusion. To summarize, you will need a landline telephone to Wi-Fi router, plus a modem. Or just a router with a few cables. Follow the steps above and ensure that you use proper protocol. It is better to contact your internet provider if you have any questions or encounter problems. They can help you more effectively and efficiently. There is so much to learn about the net, and we hope that you found it exciting and worth your time. The more you know, the better off you are going to be. Now isn't that great?